I'm joined by Dr. Amy Flanagan Johnson from the Eastern Michigan University Department of Chemistry and Associate Professor from the University Library, Sarah Fabian. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us about this exciting new venture.
Well, we are working together with the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum, and we're going to be collaborating with them to design interactive activities for children and their families in the greater Ypsilanti community.
I've seen it portrayed as a STEM initiative. So STEM, again, standing for science, technology, engineering, and math. Is that the focus?
Yes, being a chemistry professor. That is kind of my thing. So we are going to be focusing on how we can connect children and their families' lives to the ideas of STEM information and how we can use that to both solve societal issues as well as to do and create cool new things.
Where will the input or ideas come from?
Well, we plan on meeting with the staff of the Hands-On Museum and also trying to get information from stakeholders, so parents of children, principals of schools in the Ypsilanti area, and maybe even some STEM experts here from EMU to try to, you know, have conversations about our different expertise and what we think would be most beneficial to children in the Ypsilanti area.
Do you have any idea what you expect that to look like yet?
We really want to make sure that the information that we're providing with them and the experiences that they're going to partake in are connected to their lives. So these are authentic experiences for them to have to really demonstrate to them that science isn't this weird separate thing that just old white men in lab coats with crazy hair do, that science and technology and engineering and math are really integrated into everyone's life. And we hope to be able to show them and demonstrate very clearly to them how they are scientists.
Is it more for information, or are you trying to encourage careers?
We're certainly not trying to convert all of the kids into scientists, although I would be okay with that.
Yeah, sure.
But really, we need citizens who understand science. So, you know, the kids that we're going to be interacting with are going to be, one day some of them will be politicians, and they're going to need to understand how science impacts policy. They're going to be consumers and voters who will be helpful for them to have an understanding about how science works and what scientific information, how it's generated and how it applies to them. And then some of them, you know, may want to become science and engineers.
And I understand you're going to be using real life situations from the local community.
Yes, we very much want this to be connected for mm-hmm. them. So it's not just, oh, some information some people are trying to get us to know. But this is really involved in our lives. So we have some current examples are the Water Street issues on Ypsilanti. Mm-hmm. There is the dioxane plume in the Ann Arbor groundwater. As well as very recently, there is a result put out about chromium-6 levels in the Ann Arbor water level as well as across the country. And then we had that big sewage spill in the Huron River this fall. And so these are all sort of water and soil examples of contamination and how we can use STEM information and technology and procedures to impact our environment.
So we're talking to two people from Eastern Michigan University involved in a new partnership with the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum. When will we see this as an actual exhibit, or when will we have evidence of this happening?
So we're going to be having our meetings are going to be over this calendar year. To design and collaborate on these processes, and then we'll be implementing them then in 2018.
I want to thank Dr. Amy Flanagan Johnson from the Eastern Michigan University Department of Chemistry, Associate Professor from the University Library, Sarah Fabian. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much.